The U.S. women's basketball team dominated China in an exhibition game played in Seattle over the weekend. Final score, 100-62. The prelude to an upcoming Summer Olympic showdown coincided with the U.S. squad's first team training camp. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on why that's in Seattle.
The 2012 U.S. Olympic team is composed entirely of players drawn from the Women's Professional League, the WNBA. Among those stars is veteran Seattle Storm guard Sue Bird. This will be Bird's third trip to the Summer Olympics.
Growing up, there was no WNBA, so for me it was always to get to the Olympics. That was the highest level, and that's where I wanted to be. So this has been my dream, my goal since day one, so it never gets old.
The U.S. players won't practice together much before competition starts in London in late July, so Sue Bird says it's a good thing many of her teammates know each other from playing together in college.
But you just kind of go with the flow. You don't think about what days you don't have or what time you don't have. You just think about the time you do have, and you want to make the most of it.
So why did the U.S. Olympic team decide to hold its first 2012 training camp in Seattle? A couple of major reasons. The Chinese and Japanese Olympic teams were willing to come to the West Coast for practice games. Also, U.S. head coach Gino Auriemma says fan support in Seattle figures in.
It was, let's find a place that wants us. Let's find a place that would really embrace us, and they support women's basketball, and then let's go there and spend 3 days.
Come London, the U.S. women's basketball team is shooting for its fifth straight Olympic gold medal. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.